Yellowknife. 10 people were rescued Thursday after a small plane crashed in a remote area of the Northwest Territories and they were stranded overnight. David Lavallee, a spokesman with 1 Canadian Air Division and Canadian NORAD Region Headquarters, said everyone was picked up from the crash site and taken to the nearby Diavik diamond mine. Some were injured. The Joint Rescue Coordination Center Trenton started the search and rescue operation Wednesday, after the Air Tindi Otter aircraft crashed about 16 kilometers southeast of the mine. Air Tindi President Chris Reynolds said 3 helicopters were sent to the scene at first light. Those rescued were later to be taken to Yellowknife. Reynolds said the plane, which had 2 pilots and 8 passengers on a private charter, went down just before it was set to land Wednesday afternoon. It appears to have had an accident right beside its intended destination, which was a frozen lake, he said. The aircraft was supposed to be landing there, and we got a message on our satellite tracking that there was an emergency that the pilots would have activated. Reynolds said it was cold and windy in the area, about 300 kilometers northeast of Yellowknife, which hampered an immediate rescue. A Royal Canadian Air Force CC-130H Hercules search and rescue aircraft was dispatched to the site from 17 Wing Winnipeg. It arrived Wednesday night. It was very challenging conditions, 70 kilometers per hour winds, and they circled over top for quite a while before 3 search and rescue technicians parachuted into the site. From there, they updated every 2 hours throughout the night with passenger and flight crew condition, said Reynolds, noting temperatures dropped to about minus 15 C. They had heated tents that were set up fairly well to wait for first light. Lavallee said Royal Canadian Air Force search and rescue technicians are highly trained first response and survival experts. They were able to assess the 10 people on the ground, provide initial medical care, and build shelter to await extraction, he said in an email. 6 people had minor injuries, while 2 had moderate to serious injuries but were showing signs of improvement. Reynolds said Air Tindi would work with the Transportation Safety Board to determine what caused the crash. The safety board said it would be deploying an investigation team to the site. This report by the Canadian Press was first published December 28, 2023. By Colette Derwaries in Calgary, with files from Mon Almidi in Toronto. The Canadian Press. Note to readers. This is a corrected story. A previous version misspelled the last name of David Lavallee.